So, Fabrice is going to give me the go-ahead. Here we go. Ah, getting what you want is knowing what you want. How many times have you been frustrated because you didn't get what you wanted? On the other hand, how do you feel when you do get what you want? What do you think has made a difference? Writing it down, talking about it, visualizing it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PureMomentum.com. We're an online personal growth community. We connect real people and real stories for creating inner and outer wealth. Thank you for joining us today and for your trust. Here are some of the logistics for today's call. We do have a Q&A page on the website where you got the information, and we've already received quite a few. We will be addressing them shortly, but do feel free to submit more questions. Use the power links on the right-hand side as well for asking and or continuing this conversation outside of this call. And we will be muting the call for call quality and open the lines towards the end of the call. So today, you will hear why vision boarding is a visual affirmation of the life you intend to create. Understand why it establishes a visual link to your subconscious mind by adding feeling and emotion to your vision, which then leads to manifestation. And three, how it adds clarity to your desires and dreams and assists in keeping your dreams at the forefront of your mind. Here's a little bit about our speaker today. Robin is currently a wealth coach for Live Out Loud's Wealth Acceleration Coaching Program, Laurel's Big Table year-long mentoring program, and a mastermind coach for the Big Table and alumni programs as well. Robin is an ardent student and practitioner of the success principles developed by Napoleon Hill, and this past summer completed the Napoleon Hill distance learning course on the principles of success. She was also a presenter at the Napoleon Hill World Learning Institute's open house in Hammond, Indiana, presenting on the power of the mastermind. And finally, I have to share Robin in my heart. She is a nurturer, a giver, a believer, a coach, a friend, and definitely owns a successful mindset. Robin, I am flattered. I am honored. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, thank you for inviting me to the call and to, you know, talk about this great topic of vision boarding.
Yes. As we've heard from our audience, vision boarding and the law of attraction certainly is a hot topic that brings about clarity and also hope and expectation, excitement into people's lives. Should we get started on what got you into this journey?
Absolutely, without a doubt. So my journey into vision boarding, boy, it began, I'm going to say about 5 years ago. I was going through a transition time in my life, moving from one career into another career, which was not yet clear to me what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, so to speak. So a friend of mine turned me on to this vision boarding idea. And I thought, wow, I'm a visual learner. I think we all have a strong point in how we learn. There's many different ways to learn. And with me, I'm the type of person when I'm learning something new, I'd rather be shown how to do something rather than be talked at. So I thought, well, since I am a visual type of learner, let's start putting some of these kind of what I call the qualities or the essences of what the next step in my path was going to be down on paper. So I first started writing, what are the qualities that I want to bring into my life, in my work environment, and in my personal environment as I move forward. And I just started, some of them were peace, honesty and integrity, fun. I wanted to, whatever I was going to do next had to be fun. And also I had to be making a difference in other people's lives. I knew I had to be working with other people as well. So I wrote these words down, and then I just started looking through magazines and picking out pictures and images of things that kind of resonated with those words, that essence of what I was going to be creating next in my life. And I just started putting them down on a vision board. And before I knew it, I had this beautiful image of whatever was coming into my life next. I had no idea how I was going to create it, what form it was going to take, but I knew that the qualities of whatever it was I was going to create next would absolutely come true. I just knew on a cellular level. So that's really how I got involved with the vision boarding, was first starting, you know, finding the words, the essence, and then picking up the visual images, Claudia, of what I was creating for my life.
Yes. And, you know, one of the points that you had made was the importance of relating the emotion, the emotional connection to those visuals.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really believe that you have to have emotion around whatever it is you want to create in your life. I mean, think about it. You know, when we have an upset in our life, when we, you know, there's a lot of emotion that comes along with, you know, some maybe a negative situation coming into our life. And if we continue to stay in that place of negativity and what's not working in our life, I believe, just from my own experience, that that's what continues to come into our life. So, you know, so I kind of turned that around and said, okay, well, what if I added some emotion into what it is I want to create into my life? Let's see what transpires now. And to me, that was a key component to the vision.
That's right.
That makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I'm taking notes because it's how we put ourselves out there. It's what we want to manifest. It's really a personal tool. It's an intimate tool where there should be really no limitations. Sky's the limit.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're the ones that put the limitations on ourselves.
Right.
And a lot of it is just from our past, you know, from our history, from how we were raised. Or from society saying, you know, you should fit into a certain way of being, or you shouldn't do that. And, you know, I've done a lot of work on myself over the years to just kind of look at that and go, well, that was then and this is now. What do I want to create now in my life? And then seeing the power of having a clear vision in what it is I want to create and then taking action to have that manifest, or even allowing, stepping out of the way and allowing life, the universe, whatever you want to call it, to step in the way.
Right. You know, there was that whole, just the whole craze around the secret, and then the after secret now is the whole action part.
Exactly. Yeah.
But ultimately, still, I believe in my heart, and having done some of the Napoleon Hill work, is the believing factor.
Yeah.
Believing you are worthy, believing you can have it.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of my favorite quotes by Napoleon Hill is, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.
What a concept, huh?
It's a great concept. That's been around a long time. I just keep that on my computer screen and, you know, look at it every day and read it. And I just see from my own life that really if you can conceive and believe it, then absolutely you can achieve it. And, you know, that even goes back to when I was a little girl and having the vision and the desire of wanting to be a professional figure skater.
Hmm.
You know, there was no question in my mind as a four-year-old sitting, you know, in Boston Garden watching the ice capades that someday I was going to do that. And, you know, it was a ritual. Every year my family would go to the ice capades on New Year's Eve. And I just remember sitting there and going, I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to do that one day. And then, you know, having the opportunity to learn how to be a skater and an accomplished skater, and always knowing that my goal, my dream was to skate with Ice Capades. And by the age of 17, I absolutely created that dream.
Really?
And became a professional ice skater for 10 years, touring, and then 10 years as a coach. So, you know, I know from early on the power of believing And there's obstacles that, you know, always come along the way. But if you really, you know, if you really in your heart of hearts believe there's the emotion again that you can achieve something, you can and you will. You got to, you know, you have to see it in your mind's eye.
And, you know, that goes along, and I know, and we'll come back to the vision boards, and we have some questions already, but I know of a lot of people, including ourselves, of this, the challenges. You address that important part of the journey, because we can visualize, we can really want it, we could see ourselves as that four-year-old little kid who was sitting there, had chills, and just knew that in your heart, that's what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Then you grow up. And you see, well, that does take some work. I have to go to the gym. I have to work out. I have to eat well.
Right.
Uh-huh. I have to surround myself with the right people. But how do you keep? How did you keep that going, Robin? How did you keep that up?
It, you know, Claudia, I think it was because I had such a passion for it. I loved skating. I loved the discipline. I loved everything that went along with what it was I was doing. Not that I loved getting up at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the rink before school, but it was kind of the carrot. There was that carrot that was in front of me that knew that if I did all the things, if I, you know, got up in the morning and went to the rink, and if I just did all those things, that would, it would eventually lead me to what my ultimate goal was. So there was that desire, that passion, I was driven. There was nothing that was going to stand in my way of me creating what it is I wanted. Nothing at all.
Yeah. And see, that desire factor, right? It's one of the principles from Napoleon.
Right.
And I really love that book. I may actually just go and get it and go down that list with you. But pick your brain now that I have an expert on the line. But I thank you for pointing that out. Because even as today, let's look at what is today. Many of us have those desires. Many of us are convinced that this is the path. It brings contribution. We love what we do. We love our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But then there comes the little voice, right?
Right, exactly.
The little voice that comes along when you're doing your vision board, but also when you're living life and saying, well, am I old enough? Am I short enough? Am I too big?
Mm-hmm.
Am I too short? It's the universal questions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So having the desire, but also having reality checks, how do you overcome the little voice, the little doubter?
That's a great question. I just say to that little voice, well, thanks for sharing, and now I'm just going to keep moving forward. I think it's every day you have to have a plan. I think that's important.
Yeah.
You know, like if I go back to my skating years, you know, I had milestones. You know, I had competitions that I was doing every year. I had tests that I was working towards every year. So I had a plan.
Right.
Like, you know, in this, okay, this year this is where I want, by the end of this year this is where I want to be. So what's it going to take for me to, you know, to get to that goal at the end of the year? And you put a plan in place. And I had a team. You know, I had my parents, I had my coaches.
Mm.
So I had people around me as well supporting me in what it was, what my vision was.
And that's it. I think you hit on something very important, and that was the team.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding
Absolutely.
Ourselves with team, whether it's family or friends or colleagues.
Right, exactly.
If I understand correctly, that's one of the important factors of Live Out Loud, actually, the coaching work that you do.
Absolutely. And it's not just having the team, Claudia, but it's having the right people on your team.
Mm.
You know, because you can have people on your team and they're the doom and gloomers and naysayers and, oh, you can't do that, or who do you think you are that you can do that? No. It's having, you know, the people who can cheer you on, who can champion you, who, you know, when you're not feeling so confident in yourself, you know, that day, or when I would come home from the rink in tears because I had a bad day, you know, it would be my mother saying, well, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. And are you going to get up tomorrow morning and go back to the rink?
Oh, wow.
you know, my coach just reminding me that that was all part of the process. So,
and that's it.
Yeah.
Hitting it right on the process. Yesterday, a little boy, my daughter was at a performance, and they were bored because they were waiting for their turn to perform. And this little boy said, you know, getting on her nerves and says, "Who do you think you are, so smart?" And I don't know why I got this gut instinct. I went downstairs and I checked up on her, and I said, "Well, do you believe what he's saying?"
Mm.
She says, "No." And I said, "Well, then why is it hurting you?" And it's that peer pressure, you know, peer pressure.
Exactly.
As a little kid or as a grown-up, but I could totally, I did her shoes. I was standing right next to her, and I'm like, ooh, I wanted to just hurt that little boy. But I just said, "Do you believe what he said?"
Right.
And she said, "No." And so I brought her back to reality. And so having a parent, having a friend, having somebody that is on your side.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is right. Critical.
It is critical because you're going to have so many things from the outer world saying that you can't.
Right.
So
right.
It's very, very, you know, not to mention that little voice, but so it is critical that you have people around you, surround yourself. You know, that's the same thing with the mastermind, you know, program that I run for Laurel and Live Out Loud. You know, having like-minded people around you who really can support you and help you achieving what it is you believe that you can and want to create in your life.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things we advocate, well, here for Peer Momentum is community, is
yeah.
How do you surround yourself with people that can at least walk with you in the journey and listen to you. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes they may not know how to get there, but at least they will support you and will stand by you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Critical to have those people.
I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to the boards, I have somebody here, Marilyn in Irving, Texas. She says, "Do you recommend a virtual vision board, say as on a desktop of your on your computer, or a physical vision board more effective? Does having a slideshow of each image as a screensaver on your computer help as well?" Earlier you mentioned you do have some on your computer. Can you address Marilyn's question?
Absolutely, yeah. Marilyn, I think that I love that question. I think it's great to have both. I've actually just got into doing a vision boarding, a video vision board. And I have it on my computer, and I look at it every day, a couple times a day, in the morning and before I go to bed. So to me, I think that was a great process to put a vision board on my computer via video. I would say the reason I love that is because it is a process of creating what it is you want. And I think the more you work on a vision video, the clearer you become as far as what it is you want to create. Because with images that you put on a video or pictures, or you know, you put them in and then you kind of look at the video as a whole and you go, that's not quite it. Let me take that out and let me add something else here. So to me, it was a great process. And also what I add to my video is music. I've got music. I have words. So it encompasses, again, it's encompassing all the senses. It's the, you know, I'm hearing the words being sung in a song of my vision. And then I'm reading affirmations or, you know, brave statements of bold statements of what my life is becoming. And then I'm physically seeing the images of the pictures coming through. So I think a vision video that really has a lot of power to it. Now, as far as a vision board, some people say, well, it's a little stagnant. But I don't think so. I think what I find in all the vision boards that I do is that they take on a theme depending on where I'm at in my life. And it's just, and I have them up in my office, so I look at them daily, and I'm reminded consistently of the life that I'm creating. So I think having both is they're both very powerful.
I agree. Mm-hmm. We have a link there on the power links. On the website, you have video vision board, so after the call, you can definitely check it out. We have another question here from Chester in Illinois. Can you make too many vision boards, or is more even better?
That's a great question, too. I'll tell you how I usually do it, Chester. I usually do one vision board a year. And I let that vision kind of really sit and kind of get into my soul in my on a cellular level. And I have three in my office right now. And plus I have my vision video, which I look at. So I don't think it's too many. I think really what you just have to be aware of what you're focusing on. You don't want to get too scattered, like, oh, well, maybe I want this, and then I want this, and then I want this. Like, no, what do you really want? What is your heart's desire? And then create from there. And then let it sit. Let it gel. Let it, you know, feel it. Let, you know, by looking at the pictures every single day, you know, and keep checking in with yourself. Is that really what I want? And if you find that, no, that's not really what I want, then you can change it. Then go do another vision board. But I would say just let the one that you've created sit for a month or a couple of months and see how it sits on an internal level.
That's right. And plus, when I last saw you, Robin, you had multiple ones that you've created over time. It's not like you also just stick to one. It's you also evolve.
Absolutely.
And your desires evolve or they get clearer.
Right, absolutely. That's exactly what happens. And like I said, depending on where I'm at in my life at the time that I'm creating my vision board will dictate what I actually create in my vision board. So, you know, one year my life was really about spirituality and bringing more of that into my life. So that's what my vision board evolved into.
Hmm.
And then, you know, another one was about really about myself and my relationship to finances in Korea. So that's, you know, was kind of the theme for that year. So I really do think, it, you know, your vision board, where you are in your life will dictate what comes out on your vision board.
That's
and it
right.
will evolve. It will evolve over time because the other thing you'll notice is that as time goes on and you look back at your vision boards, you see how far you've come. And you see what you've actually created from that vision board.
And it leads to another question here from Rhonda in Chicago. She says, have you created anything using the vision board? And if so, what did you create and how?
Yeah, great questions here, Claudia.
Hey, we have you know, earlier you said something. It's where you are in life and it's all about energy. I really believe mm-hmm. that we have attracted the right people for this call today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. I'll second that one.
Thank you.
as far as what have I created? Rhonda, I go back to when I originally got on the we originally started talking on the call about me changing careers and not knowing the form of what I was going to be doing next, but I knew the essence. I knew the feeling. I knew, like, the type of people I wanted to work with. I knew the kind of the essence of the work that I wanted to do. I had no idea that I was going to become a wealth coach. I wasn't even involved in Laurel's program at the time. So I say that because, you know, I got the words, and then I started putting the images down in my vision board of what this next step in my career was going to be. And when I sit back and look at that vision board now, it's like, wow, I created that. So I did create my next career by, you know, getting really clear on the essence, the qualities. You know, all those things, not necessarily the form of being a coach. But all what it takes to be a coach is all on that vision board.
And what it took to be a coach in your heart. Was required by some just technical standards, but it was who you would show up as.
Right. What it is I wanted to create, the true nature of being a coach, from my perspective.
Mm.
You know, I wanted to be helping people in some way and creating the life that they really wanted to create.
Yes, if Rhonda's on the line, and obviously she's either on the webcast or on the call, I'm going to challenge her to maybe share with us what she wants to create, and maybe we can walk her through a step or two. Actually, we're going to unmute the lines. Are you open, Robin, for
supporting
Rhonda? Because, you know, oftentimes we ask the questions we ourselves want to, deliver. So, Rhonda, if you're on the line, we have unmuted the call, or if you're on the web, just let us know, and Robin is here to coach you through. Well, we'll give her a minute there.
Okay.
But the lines are unmuted for those of you who are on the line. I have another question here from Socorro Curiel from Madeira. She says,
oh,
I love you, Robin.
Question,
do you have any opinion about magazine cutouts of people, models, in parentheses, being used for the vision board? More specifically, should the face be my own face, and will the model's face impede my vision?
Great question, Socorro. I love you too, Socorro. Socorro and I are coaches together for Live Out Loud, so that's how we know each other. You know what, Socorro? I have both on my vision boards and in my vision video. I have pictures of myself. I have pictures of here's an example. In my vision video, one of the things that I included in with the people that I wanted to hang out with. And again, I go back to the qualities of the people that I want to hang out with. And I have pictures of George Clooney and Brad Pitt in my video.
Can I come?
Sure, you can come watch my video anytime and come hang out with Brad and George with me.
But
I say that because the reason I put them in my video is because they stand for something greater than just who we see them in the public eye. You know, they're both doing great things in the world. You know, George Clooney is doing great things in Darfur, and Brad Pitt is doing great things down in New Orleans. So, you know, they're philanthropists. They are making a difference in the world. You know, and both of them seem really fun to me. So I think as you are looking through magazines and cutting out images, look at more the qualities that that those pictures represent to you. Than the actual model. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. It's looking into the qualities because we can either do an inner world interpretation of what we want to manifest, or we can just look on the outside, which doesn't get us what we truly, truly want.
Exactly.
It's
not
sustainable.
So when you look at those images, what do they symbolize? You know, what do they symbolize to you? What's the symbology? What do they mean to you? So that's really what I'm looking for when I'm cutting out images.
Yes. I remember, Robin, when we had this vision board exercise here, you took us through a process right before we actually started cutting out pictures and gotten into it. Could you go through that process with us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So everybody grab a pen.
Okay.
And you want to write these things down. So when you're creating a vision board, you want to make sure that your vision begins with it's clear and it's compelling. And you want to start imagining what's possible. So you want to ask the question, what if there were no limitations? What would you create? What's possible for you? Remember that the future creates the present.
Hmm.
And you want to write out a description of your ideal life. And as you do that, you want to include areas such as relationships, your social life, your financial slash business slash career life, your physical health and well-being, your spiritual, creative, and intellectual life as well. And you want to ask the question, what do I need to create in my life? Or what do you want to create in your life? And what do you need or want to do to accomplish and make it so? And you really, you know, our vision starts with the belief. Just like we were saying, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. So you've got to really focus your beliefs here. And then find evidence to support your beliefs.
Right.
And then, you know, that's where the little voice is going to come up, too. I'm like, ooh, who says you can do that? So, got to watch that little. In coaching, we call it the gremlin.
The gremlin, yes.
Yeah. And then you want to ask yourself, what beliefs do you need to change about yourself or your capabilities in order to create your vision? And then what beliefs do you need to embrace or bring into your life to create that vision? And what do you value? What do you value in life? And when we talk about values, you know, just for myself, some of the things that I value in my life and that whatever I do in my life, it has to have an element of my values. Like for me, one of them is spirituality. Another one is honesty and integrity. That if my life isn't operating from those places, those things that I innately value, then there's going to be a dissension and an incongruency. And I always get in touch with that through intuition. I trust my intuition a lot when I'm creating something new. So I invite you all to make a list of your values, the things that you treasure most in your life. And rate, you know, rate them, you know, 1 to 5 or 1 to 10 and then pick out the top 3 or 4. And if your vision is not aligned with your values, you, if you really trust your intuition, you'll know something has to shift. And then I invite you all to make a list of your top 3 to 5 most important goals in your life. And make a list of the important people in your life. And look at the qualities that the people that you're surrounding your life with have. And then ask yourself, what do I really need to start doing today to get me closer to my vision? What do I need to stop doing today? And what is the most important thing you can do right now to get started?
Okay, I'm writing all this down.
Oh.
what do I really need to start or stop
doing
today?
What do you need to start doing today? What do you need to stop doing today?
To get me closer.
To get you started.
To get me started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what's the most important thing that you can do right now to get you started on your vision or on your vision board? Maybe it's going and getting some magazines out and start tearing out pictures.
Yes.
Even if you don't know what they mean, just, I think that's the other thing, just start taking images that speak to you. And you don't necessarily have to know why they speak to you. Just pull them out. Just be creative. Let the creative juices flow when you're doing this process of vision boarding. This is such a fun, creative exercise. Really enjoy it. And let the images and the words speak to you. And down the road, you might figure out why you included it in your vision board, but you might not know right now. That's okay. For those people who are kind of more analytical and want to figure it all out, this could, before they put anything down on a board, this could be a very challenging exercise.
Yes.
But just go with it. That's why I asked that question. What's the most important thing that you can do right now to get started? Maybe it's, writing how I started. Writing words down. Words that mean something to you. So, does that help?
Yes, it does. So, combining words with images.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
And then let the feeling start, start putting some emotion into it. Like, here's just a little story. When I created my vision video a few weeks ago, and the gentleman who I took this class from invited us all to put what he calls a little trinket into our vision video. And it's the trinket is that material outer kind of symbol that really symbolizes, like, when you really get your vision completed, or when you attain your vision, it's a symbol of that. Okay, like, boy, I made it. If I have this, that shows me I made it. And you could potentially have it now, but you can't justify why you should have this little trinket. So my little trinket in my vision video is a Porsche. I've always wanted a Porsche Carrera. So I said, okay, I have to put this in my video. And a couple weeks ago, Claudia, when I was driving up to your house to do the Pure Momentum event, I was driving over Highway 17 from where I live in Santa Cruz. It's a windy mountain road. And I could actually feel what it was like as if I was driving my Porsche already. There was something that happened for me in doing that vision video that I got that, boy, this is what it's going to feel like when I drive this car over the hill. And there was just, and I knew that at that moment, I was like, I'm going to have that car by the end of this year. I know. I don't have the car yet, but I'm actually going to go out this week and test drive them.
All right.
So it inspired me enough to actually want to take the next step.
That's right, and asking the question, not, I cannot afford it, but how can I afford it, right?
Absolutely, how can I afford it? Or, I could potentially afford it, but I can't justify it.
Right.
Right?
There you go.
So I'm a very practical type person, so, I have a hard time justifying having a kind of elaborate fast sports car like that.
But imagine that, right? One of my mentors yesterday said, he's a $500 coach. You cannot be a $500 coach and be wearing Gap jeans.
That's right.
It's really how you show up, because then you start believing it. I am worthy. I can handle this.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I just share that story as a, just kind of putting that emotion into what it is you're wanting to create, or whatever it is you desire.
Absolutely.
Key component to it.
And that's it. I feel, Robin, it's the mindset. This vision board writing and bringing about the values, bringing about, and what I really appreciate is that you brought it all down to you know, who do I want it to be with? Why is it meaningful? All the way down to what actions do I have to start taking today?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because we can be in the mindset of possibility, in
right.
the mindset of abundance and just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to address some of the key things you said. What issues do you need to stop? What ideas or beliefs, which, you know, we can call limiting beliefs
mm-hmm.
or limiting decisions, do you need to
right.
stop in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Or anxiety, as you, you know, what anxiety does this trigger, knowing that, whoa, mm-hmm. I can actually have, be, do, and experience all of this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, one of the things I know I shared at the Pure Momentum event a few weeks ago was at one point in my life, a few years ago, I felt like I worried. I just worried about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter what it was. And I know that was, you know, that came from my history. You know, I was raised with a matriarchy of worriers. So, you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree sometimes. But I got to see what worry did for me in my life, and it really wasn't serving me. So I actually created a vision board, and right in the middle of the vision board, one of my pictures, so we go back to Socorro about taking images of, you know, models or other people. Well, I have a picture of a woman laying down in a field and with her hands under her head, just looking up in the sky.
Mm.
And underneath, the caption says, "What, me worry?" And then I put another little saying on it. This is, there's no substitute for peace of mind.
Mm.
And I was absolutely committed to stopping that worrying exercise that I did on a daily basis. And I just, so what happens is that when I saw myself worrying, I would just immediately catch myself and go, wait a minute, what am I worrying about? This is crazy. Stop. So, you know, when we talk about, by creating a vision board, it helps to bring whatever it is you're wanting to accomplish in your life to the forefront of your mind. I absolutely believe that it does. There's an awareness that happens when you start creating vision boards and you start really looking at them, internalizing what you have on your vision board, that you can't not think about whatever you put on your vision board. So I've noticed over the past couple of years that I don't worry nearly as much as I used to. Now, I'm still working on it, but it's amazing how I am not a worrier like I used to be. And that kind of worry gene gets further and further away from me because I'm catching when I see myself going into that place of, oh, I'm worrying about it. I just go, no, that's, what do you want? Focus on what it is you want, not what you don't want.
Right.
Worrying is not going to make a difference here.
And that's, I believe that's critical. In the society where, well, in our situation, many of our Pure Momentum members are entrepreneurs, and
mm-hmm.
and the worry of, well, will I make ends meet? Will I, you know, pursuing my dream, pursuing
right.
what I want and
mm-hmm.
want to manifest in my life,
right.
you know, is it paying my bills? And so the
right.
worrier comes in, and I believe that's the number one stress in
right.
actually one of the reason why most people go and get medical attention is anxiety disorders.
Right, absolutely.
Because here we have in front of us, wow, I can actually visualize, I can believe I can have all of this, and in our hearts, we know, Robin, but then there is life happening. And, you know,
right.
You just said it, focus on what you want, not on what you don't. But
right.
what message or what advice, suggestion, coaching tip could you give to people on making that month, making ends
mm-hmm.
meet?
Well, I think, again, I think it goes back to having the plan. Having a plan and having great people around you.
Yeah. Yes.
So that when you get to that place that you just don't know what to do or what direction to go in, you have other people and have resources around you that you can tap into.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have to know all the answers, Claudia. We don't.
Right.
But, you know, isn't it great to have a network of people around you who can take a step back and look at something more objectively than you can sometimes because you may be in the emotion of whatever the situation is?
Mm.
So you've got to be careful, you know, with the emotion. You know, the emotion is there for good, or it's there for, you know, can be there for destruction as well.
Sabotaging, yes.
Sabotage, absolutely. So that's really why it's critical to have other people around you who can, you know, help you through those times.
I agree.
And there's a lot of people out here, especially entrepreneurs, I'm one myself, who, you know, likes to do it my way and by myself sometimes. And, you know, that's something else that I think being an entrepreneur is that we have to learn that it isn't about doing it ourselves. And I think it's much more fun doing projects or anything with other people, sharing it with other people.
I agree. And it's made the difference in my life. And I know that I'm surrounding myself with quality, fabulous people. By allowing that, right? The law of allowing is
absolutely
letting them come. What are you vibrating? What are you putting out there?
Right. And there's a lot of people that want to help. You know, I think that's the other thing we have to remember as entrepreneurs is that there is a lot of support out there, and people love to share from their own experiences. So you know, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
And if you see that could be a limitation, then put that on your vision board. There are no limits. You are always supported by, and you know, have images of a support network around you. What does support look like to you? What does guidance look like to you? Put that on your vision board. What are the words? I have words on my vision boards.
Yes.
Little statements, affirmations. So include all of that.
I believe that is a powerful note because we take ourselves everywhere we go, and knowing we are supported, knowing we have all it takes, knowing we have within what it takes, and even asking, send me guidance, send me friendship, send me support, or seeing, visualizing that support. What does it look like so that we can recognize it when it's in front of us?
Bingo.
There you go.
That's it. That's it, really getting in touch with that. What does it look like?
Yeah.
What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What does support sound like to you?
Yeah.
Incorporate all those things into your vision, and that's where you know the whole vision video concept is great because it does bring sound and the auditory side of the learning experience into being.
And it's fun. It brings about, I believe, a whole sensorial experience. I mean, the visual, the hearing.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't smell it, but you can certainly go there in the images
right.
At the beach or in the grass fields. You know, looking up at the sky, you can smell it, you can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I learned that early on when I was a coach for figure skating, that the most powerful way that my clients or students would learn is if I use all the modalities for learning, sight, sound, touch, you know. So not only would I explain the move that I wanted my students to do, but I would show them, I would demonstrate the move to them. I have one of my other students demonstrate a move, and I would, you know, physically move their bodies or walk through the move with my students so that they felt what the move was supposed to feel like in their body. And by incorporating all three of those modalities, I felt like it was a very successful way to teach and to learn. So however you can incorporate that into your vision board, whether it be a vision video or, you know, a more static type of vision board, you know, do it. You know,
yes.
use all those modalities for learning because they're very powerful.
And that's it, modeling, right? We all learn by modeling.
Absolutely.
Well, Robin, I'm going to open the lines up for anyone that may have questions. If we have any more, feel free. Otherwise, I will let you close perhaps with an intention. So let's see. Our lines are now open. If you have any questions for Robin, please go ahead now. I hear some voices in the background.
How big is your vision board?
How big is my vision board?
Yes.
There are different sizes. Some are, so here's, one vision board is on, if I could take a file folder, and if you open up a file folder and flatten it out, so there's one that's that size. Then the other ones, they're a little bit bigger. And again, you know, what dictates how big they are is either the space that I want to use to put, you know, where I want to put them in my office or in my home. You know, some people have them in a journal. They'll put a little vision board in just a, you know, 8.5 by 11 type book. So it really just depends on what speaks to you.
Thank you.
And some people use some, and who was this, I'm sorry, the name? The who asked the question earlier?
Lynn in Berkeley.
Lynn.
Hi.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for asking the question. Some people use cork boards.
Right.
Part of
to move things around.
I have a home and I have an office where people will come into, so I don't want to have this sitting out for, you know, God and country to see always.
So, yeah, but the cork board idea is a good idea as well. So you could, you know, if you had a cork board up in your wall in the office, if some people came into your office, you didn't want to see them to see it, you could just take it down and put it away.
Right.
The other thing with a cork board, which is nice, is that you can actually, if you use push pins, you can just keep changing the pictures.
Okay.
As your vision evolves. So that's
Robin.
Another good thing about cork board.
And
Robin,
you answered how if you do more than one.
Uh-huh.
Did you say that you did more than one?
I do one a year.
Just one.
That's what I do. That's for my, you know, my own personal way of doing it. I usually do it at the very beginning of the beginning of a new year, and then I take stock at the end of the year and go, oh, okay, so what did I create this past year?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Robin, this is Fabrice.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I have a question actually related to the conversation you just had with the lady.
Okay.
Actually, should you hide your vision board in a sense? What I'm trying to say here is the whole process of a vision board is to actually claim it to the universe, right? What your vision is.
Uh-huh.
And if you are not proud of showing it, it means that you are not aligned with it, right?
Uh-huh. I you know, kind of picked up on that when she said, well, I don't want the whole world to see it. You know, kind of my question, well, why don't you want the world to see it?
Yeah.
You know, if this is really what you want to create in your life, why don't you, you know,
shouting
share
it? Right.
Right?
What?
And I understand. And also, I am aligned with you as far as, you know, I'm not necessarily sure I want to share it with the world. I felt that way, and I shared it at Peer Momentum. I brought my vision boards up, and I told, you know, you that I wasn't always really comfortable with showing people this is my vision. And it was just, yeah, for me, it was more how I was raised than anything. I was raised to, you know, kind of on the East Coast, where you just were kind of a little bit more private. You didn't really share what it is you want to create in your life so much, you know, being raised in that environment. But I've learned to get over that. I think since being in, you know, A Coach for Live Out Loud, the name of the organization is Live Out Loud. So I am learning to live out loud about what my life is about. So I want to support her in the same way.
Absolutely. And I can also understand, Lynn, you know, many times we have different groups of friends, and we shock them when we have certain things out there. For example, our office is filled with quotes, empowering quotes, and they come in, and I could feel that their discomfort, but it's their trip, right? It's at the same time, I care for them for other things we may have in common, so I don't want to alienate them. So it really is all about who the right people are, because some people may just have the right contact, the right person, the right resource to help you achieve them.
Right, absolutely.
Versus the universe withholding you from it because of the discomfort. So it really, there's a time and a place, and certainly the tribe, you know, who's surrounding you.
That brings in the question, though, that what will happen once you bring this into your life? I mean, are you going to lose those friends if you are not able to state it in the idea? What will happen once it is actually realized in your life?
Yeah, and sometimes you do. Sometimes you do lose your friends. I don't want to say lose your friends. Laura Langmire always say you're up-leveling your friends. Reading up. I like that. I like it. You know, so that's how I and then the friends that, you know, that don't come along with you on the next part of your journey, that's okay. Maybe you keep in touch with them through a Christmas card or a birthday card or something like that. You know, and you're on to other places in your life.
And it's not with the friends. The friends are definitely a one issue. The other are professional colleagues or maybe even clients.
Sure.
So,
Robin, can I just make a little comment?
Absolutely.
This is Julia in Sacramento, and I would just say for people who are feeling uncomfortable, you know, about putting their whole visual passions out there on a board or whatever, think about every single business that creates a business plan. Part of that plan is creating a vision statement, which is a verbal communication of the big dreams for that business. A lot of times it doesn't have any time limits or any, you know, boundaries. They want you to think big. And so, you know, that might help you overcome your fear for showing your very personal and big picture of what you're doing in your life.
That's a great point, because in business, everything's okay. But personally, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't want for so much. But for business, it's okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The double standard.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Julia, did you also submit the question on the gremlins?
Yes, I did.
Please feel free to ask. We'll close with that question for Robin.
Okay. I think we sort of hit it, but Robin is pretty famous for saying a statement as well. I think it's fear pushes and passion pulls. Is that it, Robin?
Oh, yeah. Pain pushes vision pulls.
And so if you're feeling trepidation about making a change in your life, whether it's business or personal or whatever, that this vision board helps pull you through that. It helps get you through the pain and the fear and all that stuff. So it's very, very useful.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody write that down. One of my mentors uses this line, pain pushes until vision pulls. And, you know, bottom line is we're either motivated in life by pain or by vision. And a lot of times we won't make change in our life unless there's something big, dramatic, you know, hurtful happens, something that's going to shake us to the core, or until we have a vision, something that is motivating and inspiring us to something greater than what we even can imagine that's possible. So, you know, I know that for years I created pain in my life to make changes. And many years back when I finally got that I create pain, I went, you know what, this isn't working for me anymore. I want to operate from vision. I want the vision to pull me, not the pain to push me anymore. So that's the beauty of the vision board.
I love it, Robin. Well, it's a very empowering way to close the teleseminar on vision boards, because it's more than just paper. It's filled with emotion and ideally motivated by a vision, by something greater than you. mm-hmm. currently, at least, until you outgrow that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and then you create the next vision for yourself, for your life. It's fun. Once you start doing this, everyone, you're going to love it.
Yes, yes. I'm already enjoying the process. So do you have an intention, something you want to close with this call?
Here's a quote. I have the Journey to Success calendar by Napoleon Hill. And here's a quote from the calendar for today. And it reads, "The imagination is the workshop of the soul, wherein is shaped all plans for individual achievement."
Ah.
So dream, imagine, and have fun. Enjoy the process, because the process is just as important as the product and the end result.
I agree 100%. And as we would all believe and want to believe, is if you don't love your life now, you're not going to love it when you do get it. So enjoy the journey. Robin,
absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you from my heart. I want to thank everyone who made it on the call, and to let you know that we are here to create inner and outer wealth. If there are questions, topics you'd like us to cover, do submit them. We are grateful to you. We are delighted to have our community. And Robin, thank you again for your
You're
love,
welcome.
For your vision, and for being part of our lives.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You,
thank you,
everyone.
Everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Robin and Claudia.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.